Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. On the sixth anniversary of the Syrian civil war, Bashar Assad has won this horrific war. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This is the sixth anniversary of a civil war where Bashar Assad, president of the country, has endeavored to hold off a group of radical Islamists. Now, I'm not talking about one or two. I've said a group, and that's a number of organizations that want to overthrow Bashar Assad. They want to be able to take control of the country. I've always said, I would love to hear what you have to say, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. In other words, I know Bashar Assad, he's not a good man, but these other radical leaders, they may be worse. What are your thoughts?
Well, first, this is a sad anniversary, 6 years of a very, very bloody war with so many casualties. It reminds you of some of the worst of the African genocides, Rwanda, Biafra. You look at any of the pictures that you're seeing on TV, just of Aleppo, for example, just one city, completely destroyed by this fighting. But if people were able to go back, there's nothing to go back to. They would be better to just raise everything to the ground, tear it all down, and start all over again. What we know today, now going into the sixth year, Bashar Assad is here to stay. He has won this war. And the Russians are now behind him. Iranians are behind him. I don't think that you're going to hear from President Trump the kind of bravura that you heard from Barack Obama saying that Assad has got to go, because there's no U.S. strategic interest for Assad to go. There's no interest for him to stay either, but there's no interest for him to go. Our interest is to defeat the radical Islamic terrorists who are actually waging this war today.
Ken Timmerman with the thinking that Syria's president Bashar Assad has won the six-year civil war. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Syria is mentioned as the first nation to move against the Jewish state of Israel to destroy the state. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 and 41. Syria will lead the alignment of nations to destroy Israel. Ezekiel 38, verses 2 and 5 mention two other nations that will join Syria to annihilate the Jewish state. Verse 2 is Magog, modern-day Russia, and verse 5, the text mentions Persia, modern-day Iran. As I give this report, both Russia and Iran are in Syria at Israel's northern border. With the Israeli Defense Force massed at the Israeli-Syrian border, this prophetic scenario is ready to happen. The six-year Syrian civil war has set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...